dinner celebration too. As we drive back to your house, we kiss and touch again. Your hand caresses my thigh, and my cock starts to grow hard for you again, and fill my pants leg with throbbing under your exploring hand and fingers. I wrap my arm around you and slide my fingers and hand in the top of your dress and under your bra to cup and caress your firm breasts. My fingertips stroke your nipple as I feel it swell and get firm for me. My thumb and forefinger gently pinch and pull at your nipple as your hand and fingers trace the outline of my pulsating cock on my pant leg. We want each other so much. We pull up to your house and you tell me your parents aren't home yet. You ask me to come inside with you. I reply that we shouldn't because your mom and dad might not want you and I to be alone in the house together. You whisper in my ear that you know that, but you need my cock inside you. We decide that I should park the car down the block and around the corner. You get out and go to the door to wait as I go park the car. I walk back and you let me in the front door. As soon as you close the door, my arms are around you, my lips are on yours. I push you against the wall by the door as my hand reaches between your thighs and I cup your still bare pussy in my palm, rubbing you. Your hands are at my belt, unbuckling it and unzipping me. You push my pants down and lift your dress. My cock stands out rock hard for you and you wrap your arms around my neck as I cup your ass cheeks in my hand and lift you. You wrap your legs around my waist and I thrust my hips forward, my cock head seeking your waiting pussy. My cock head touches your wet pussy and I press myself inside you, my cock gliding into your moist cunt. I kiss you and start to stroke my cock deeper and deeper inside your sucking hole. It's not what's written here, but I want to say that. You moan as I fuck you against the wall by the door. I see a chair by the door and I move back with you still wrapped around me, my cock still deep inside you. I sit on the chair with you straddling me and I help you lift yourself up and down on my cock as you fuck me. Still kissing, I move my lips to your to your neck and shoulders and pull your dress and bra down with my teeth to expose one of your beautiful breasts. I suck your nipple and nibble on it as you pump yourself up and down on my cock. I feel you trembling again and I know you're going to come on my cock. You throw your head back and cry out my name as your pussy pours your cum all over my cock and my balls. I lift my hips and stroke myself deeper as I can, as deep as I can into your pussy as you as you shudder out your orgasm. You pitch forward and hold me tight as the last little shocks of your cum shake your body. We hear a door slam outside, your eyes go wide, and you start to get off me, whispering that the noise must be your parents getting home. You get off me, pulling my throbbing cock out of your sucking wet pussy. You grab my hand, pulling me to my feet as I reach down, trying to pull my pants up from my ankles. You pull me by the arm down the hall and into your bedroom. You close the door behind us. You push me to the bed and tell me to roll across it and get down behind it. We hear your parents coming in the house and we hear footsteps down the hall as you try to straighten out your desk, or your dress. Your mom knocks on the door, calling you, and opens the door and comes in your room. I squeeze myself down behind your bed as far as I can. Your mom asks how your date was and you tell her it was nice with a great meal. You tell her you especially enjoyed the appetizer. You tell her you're going to go to bed now and she kisses you goodnight and walks out of your room closing the door. You sit on your bed and lay back with your arm over the edge touching me. Listen to the noises of your parents going to bed as your hand finds my pants still open. Slide them down some more and you take my cock in your hand and stroke it as we listen to mom and dad go to bed. After about 10 minutes of very quiet house, you stand and undress. You get in your bed and lift the covers and invite me in. I pull off my shirt and pants and slip into your bed next to you. Both of us are naked and warm. I kiss you, my hands covering your body with warmth. I kiss my way over your breasts, sucking each of your nipples. I kiss my way over your tummy, and as I disappear under the covers, I get between your thighs and push your knees up to your chest as I kiss the warm insides of your thighs. You feel my lips on your wet, throbbing pussy, and you feel my tongue licking you. I suck on your clit as my finger slides inside your dripping pussy. You taste so good, babe. I feel you getting wetter and wetter on my finger, and I want to make you come in my mouth. You moan softly, and I suck your clit and rub it with my tongue. Suddenly, we both hear a knock on your bedroom door, and your mom calls out asking you if you're all right. If you're all right. Your body tenses, and you tell her everything is okay. You must have been dreaming. We both stay perfectly still, except that I keep sucking and licking your clit. After enough time, I stick two more fingers inside you and pump all three into your pussy as I lick you. You stay quiet, but your body shakes, and soon you are coming on my lips and tongue. You squirt a little in my mouth for the first time, and it makes me so hot to make you squirt. I suck at your pussy to get every last drop of cum. I love the taste of you. I love it when you cum, and even when you squirt in my mouth. As you finish your cum, I crawl up your body and on top of you, kissing and licking your breasts and nipples, I raise myself over you and slide my rock-hard cock deep into your throbbing pussy. I start to fuck you, stroking my cock deep in your hot little cunt. Not what's listed there, but yeah. My cock is raging for you, and soon I feel your hands holding me tight and your hips and loins lifting to my thrust as I feel you coming all over my cock. I keep fucking right through your cum and tense and start coming again for me. I feel your squirts of your juice on my cock and balls. You still keep fucking, I still keep fucking you harder, ramming my cock into you as deep and as hard as I can. I feel you come yet again on my cock and realize that you can't stop coming now as long as I keep fucking you deep like this with my swollen cock.